Chapter 14. All the congregation lifted up their voice, and cried, and the people wept that night. All the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, "Would that we had died in the land of Egypt! Or would that we had died in this wilderness! Why does the Lord bring us to this land, to fall by the sword? Our wives and our little ones will be a prey. Wouldn't it be better for us to return into Egypt?" And they said to one another, "Let us make a captain, and let us return into Egypt." Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, who were of those who spied out the land, tore their clothes, and they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "The land, which we passed through to spy it out, is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land, and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, neither fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us, their defense is removed from over them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them." But all the congregation threatened to stone them with stones. Then the glory of the Lord appeared at the tent of meeting to all the children of Israel. The Lord said to Moses, "How long will this people despise me? And how long will they not believe in me, for all the signs which I have worked among them? I will strike them with the pestilence, and disinherit them, and I will make of you and your father's house a nation greater and mightier than they." Moses said to the Lord, "Then the Egyptians will hear it, for you brought up this people in your might from among them, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land. They have heard that you, Lord, are in the midst of this people, for you, Lord, are seen face to face, and your cloud stands over them, and you go before them, in a pillar of cloud by day, and in a pillar of fire by night. Now if you killed this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of you will speak, saying, 'Because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he swore to them, therefore he has slain them in the wilderness.' Now please let the power of the Lord be great, according as you have spoken, saying, 'The Lord is slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness, forgiving iniquity and disobedience, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children, on the third and on the fourth generation. Please pardon the iniquity of this people according to the greatness of your loving kindness, and according as you have forgiven this people, from Egypt even until now.'" The Lord said, "I have pardoned according to your word. But truly, as I live, and as all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all those men who have seen my glory, and my signs, which I worked in Egypt and in the wilderness, yet have tempted me these 10 times, and have not listened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swore to their fathers, neither shall any of those who despised me see it, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and has followed me fully, him will I bring into the land into which he went, and his descendants shall possess it. Now the Amalekite and the Canaanite dwell in the valley, tomorrow turn, and go into the wilderness by the way to the Sea of Suf.